opinions expressed on this podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the management of Louisville.am and Veritas New Media, a Louisville.am production.
Robbing and shooting and raping and killing, bloody murder, molesting, running airplanes into buildings. Every time I turn around, something else is going wrong. Yeah, tell me, what the hell is going on?
Welcome to the Rusty Satellite Show with your host, Rick Redding. The show airs every week exclusively here on the Louisville.am podcast network. Rick's ready to start ranting and raving about his hometown right now. So here's Rick.
And here we are on the Rusty Satellite Show, your weekly adventure into what's going on in Louisville, Kentucky, my hometown. This is your host, Rick Redding, and I created this Rusty Satellite Show some 2 years ago, and we talk about all kinds of things with our most interesting people in the Ville. Those are my guests each week. I have a great show this week. Great guest. I actually got to go out and do an interview on a boat, believe it or not, with Jason Smith. He's up first. He's my technology guru and is a very interesting guy from the UK. He's got a great accent. You'll want to stick around for that. And in the second part of the show, I've got a legendary, as I call him, a legendary Louisvillian in terms of weather, John Belsky. Ran into a few weeks ago and talked him into going on the show. Got to walk around the studios over at WLKY-TV. Saw some old friends over there. So that was a lot of fun. And, you know, I'm really excited about the show. A lot of stuff's going on this week. I tell you, we're going to talk here about Snelling Staffing and the job of the week that Snelling Staffing sponsors here on the Rusty Show. I'm actually going to be going to Snelling and maybe trying to find some work. I've been freed up to pursue my passions, so to speak, and will be devoting a lot more of my time. I'm very excited about this. A lot more of my time to my passions, which are this show and the LouisvilleKY.com website that I own and operate, and that I run with Jason Smith, who you'll hear from later on in the show. But as far as Snelling Staffing goes, they have a weekly program called the Job of the Week, and here's what we got this week. And immediate openings for several positions. These are direct hire, full-time positions for electrical engineers, mechanical engineers, controls engineer, accounts payable, accounts supervisor, inside and outside sales, project managers, electrician. So if you are someone you know has those skills, you should give a call to Snelling Staffing at 502-814-9800. They're also recruiting temp to hire positions. Maybe I can find one of these. I'd like to be a cherry picker, I guess. They're looking for welders, receptionists, a warehouse employees, cherry pickers, customer service help, machinist, and a CNC programmer. So, again, and they also have a medical division over there at Snelling. They're looking for LPNs and CMA candidates for direct hire full-time positions. You can call, talk to Stephanie over there with that one, 502-814-9800. So, that's Snelling Staffing. If you're interested or in hiring or finding a job yourself. So there we go. Well, let's get on with the show. There's a lot of news going on. It's the start of football season. I hope you have an exciting Labor Day weekend plan like I do. And here on the Rusty Satellite Show, I went out and experienced. It is a great setting down there at where Jason Smith's boat is docked. It's down there by the marina in front of the new River Park Place apartments. And it is just it's a really nice setting. Jason showed me a picture of a giant fish that he caught out of there. It's really something. And you know, he's got a little houseboat there. It's got bedrooms in it. And, you know, you could live there, which, you know, who knows? I may be renting some space from him in the near future. Just kidding. I do have some Airbnb guests coming in, and so that's very exciting. I'll be going on the road to actually on Thursday, if you're listening to this, we'll be on the road. We're going to the WKU Vanderbilt game down at Vanderbilt's stadium, and WKU is actually favored in that game. I love that, a WKU favored over an SEC team. it's going to be an exciting year for Western. You remember hearing from Jeff Brom on this show. So anyway, I'm rambling on here a bit, but let's get on with my interview with Jason Smith. He's a fascinating guy, been a friend of mine for several years. We started LouisvilleKY.com together back in 2011, and here's our interview on the boat.
As a first-time mom, I have to admit, I really didn't know what to expect, but the people at Passport did. Besides covering me and my baby for maternity care and checkups, they offered me extra rewards for things I really needed, like gift cards so I could buy a crib or car seat, and gift cards for groceries and gas. All I had to do to earn these rewards was join their Mommy Steps program for new moms and keep my doctor's appointments, things I was going to do anyway. When they say, we take the time to care, they really mean it. That's why I choose Passport.
Why will you choose Passport? Call 1-800-578-0603. That's 1-800-578-0603. And choose Passport. 1-800-578-0603. Passport Health Plan. We take the time to care.
And well, you just look at this setting here. We're on the boat with Jason Smith. Jason, welcome to the show.
Oh, I thank you. I'm very glad to be here.
You've been through a lot of these shows. I know you don't listen to all of them, but you are the internet guru for LouisvilleKY.com and RustySatelliteShow.com, and got a lot of other clients besides me. But tell me how you got into this business.
I've always, since I was a child in the 70s, being interested in computers. They've always kind of fascinated me. I really kind of got into it in the mid-90s with the very first website that I created and produced for an international model agency called Boss Models. And back in around about 1995, websites were entirely different than they are today. They took infinitely more work, and we could do a fraction of what we can do today. Since then, throughout my career, I've maintained my interest in technology, and it just kind of evolved into digital marketing.
Well, there you go. And you evolved into Louisville. Now, that accent is not the south end of Louisville. I know that. Tell me a little bit about where that comes from.
Oh, you notice my accent. You know, one of my favorite things to do when I travel, people can't quite put their finger on my accent, and people tend to tell me, where are you from? Well, I've been in Louisville now for 8 years, so now I get to say Kentucky. My wife's from Kentucky.
No, you're not.
My son's from Kentucky. But people, yeah, they just look at me like I'm crazy. I grew up in England. I grew up in the United Kingdom in the northwest of England. Spent most of my early adult life in London. Spent a little bit of time in Cape Town, South Africa, then moved to New York. I was in New York for 7 years before finally ending up here in Louisville.
Wow. What brought you here?
At work. I was headhunted in New York. There is a international skincare company, Revive Skincare, mm-hmm. Dr. Greg Brown's company. He headhunted me when I was in New York and relocated me here. He was absolutely convinced I wouldn't like Louisville, so he kept paying for me to travel back and forth maybe a half dozen times from New York to Louisville, and every time I came here, I'd go to new restaurants, I'd meet new people. But yeah, it was the food and the people that really convinced me to move.
Well, that's certainly an endorsement of the city. Look where we're at. We're out here on this boat. This is quite an office.
It is. I have it set up inside. I have multiple computers, my own internet connection here, TV, air conditioning, a couple of sofas inside the boat. My main office is just a mile away from here, so this is my second office. But yeah, you're absolutely right. We're right on the Ohio River. Who wouldn't want to have an office on a boat on the Ohio River?
I think it's just ideal. You know, I rent my house out a lot on Airbnb. Maybe you know, I could come down here and stay sometime.
You're always welcome. There's this little boat, there's actually two bedrooms.
Okay. Plenty of room out here. And we're right in the shadow of the new River Park Place apartments. And here in the marina, it's really peaceful and quiet out here. I'm surprised. So it's very cool. So you spend a lot of time out here, I guess.
I spend a fair amount of time out here. I spend most of my time in my home office. I usually come here, bring a laptop or two, and do a little bit of work. But just up there, we're going to be very fortunate. Maybe it's going to take a little bit of peace away. But there's two brand new swimming pools that are due to open this week. So
this week, wow.
I guess if I get bored of sitting on the boat, doing a little bit of fishing, I can just nip up there. Yeah. And go to the swimming pool.
Well, it's getting a little warm here. I don't know. I might take a dip in the river here.
I'm not sure you'd want to do that.
So you've been involved since the beginning with me as a partner on LouisvilleKY.com, and probably your worst paying client, but it's been kind of fun developing that site.
Oh, it's been a lot of fun. You know, mm-hmm. As a non-native Louisville resident. Is that right? Not from being here, being
You're
involved.
Not from around here.
Not from around here.
Right here.
That's how we say it. Being involved with something like LouisvilleKY.com is a lot of fun. It gives me insight into what's going on. We've been fortunate with a lot of the very talented writers. Of course, you do a lot of the most of the writing for the site. But no, I got to say this has been one of the most fun projects that I've done.
Well, good, because it's not very remunerative. But you know, hopefully we can change that. We got some new plans, and we certainly want to bring the site up to speed and get a lot more bigger audience. So that's your next project.
That's my next project. I mean, social media has definitely evolved since we started Louisville KY. What has it been? 3 years?
2011.
Wow, time goes by quickly. I think when I looked on Twitter, we've got something like 9,500, 10,000 Twitter followers and 2,000 or 3,000 Facebook followers. And I look at those open rates, and you know, we're definitely very much being engaged on social media. People send us stories. People send us ideas. People open up the stories that we write. They send comments. They're very much engaged, far more so than an average website.
All right. Well, very good. I'm glad to. We're both. I mean, we're fortunate to be have this project to work on. But more about you. Now, you have a little Edward is down here underneath in one of the bedrooms, I guess. And tell me about him, because he's quite a character.
Oh, absolutely. Very much a character, to say the least. He's just started first grade, so he's 6 years old. Is a math whiz. We do math all the time, even in first grade. I mean, we do divisions, multiplications, square roots, which apparently is inappropriate for a first grader.
I did not
but,
know that.
That's how he gets his candy. I bribe him with candy. He gives me complex math questions. Gives me the answer to complex math questions. He gets a bit of candy. But no, he was born here. He's a Louisville native. Loves coming on the boat. We'll spend a night on the boat every so often, just him and I, watch some movies and just hang out.
You just went on this cool trip to Indianapolis.
We were in Indy. Yeah, he got obsessed with eating steak there. Daddy, can we go back to that steak restaurant? I want steak. This was the best steak I've ever had. That's pretty much all I heard on the Indy trip. You think he would have had enough? We just came back from Alaska. You think he would have had enough there? But no, he's spoiled rotten.
Well, okay. Well, let's talk a little bit about you in Louisville, because I think you experience it probably more than people that are from here. You have sort of hangouts, you know, restaurants I've met you at and places you go, and a lot of friends that run those places, right? And you want to mention any of them, give a little plug for those guys?
I do. My business, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, as I was getting married, it seemed like a cute name for my LLC. So Mr. and Mrs. Smith LLC, and the website is Mr. and Mrs. Smith PR.com. And I've got some restaurant clients, clients like Dish on Market down on 5th and Market. Really helped them with getting press coverage, creating their website, doing work just to get their name out. And, you know, hey, they've got over 100 bourbons behind that bar. Mm. So, again, a non-Louisville native, but a Louisville resident. I've become obsessed with bourbons, and I got to kind of point the finger to them a little bit.
Well, I know we've met at some crazy places for our business meetings. Oh, there's the radio for the water. Crazy places, you know. I know we were used to go to the Hilltop Tavern, right? And what are some of those other places we haunted? Go ahead.
The Metal Mushroom down on Shelbyville Road, Metal Mushroom, St. Matthews.
I'll be there
at least once a week. The BBC, but Dish on Market is usually my okay. mainstay.
And being from England, one thing you love, I know, about this town is this soccer team that plays at Slugger Field. I know you're a regular out there.
Well, I was very excited. I'm very much into a U of L fan. Sorry, any UK fans out there. I'm a U of L fan. So, you know, I watch every basketball game. I watch every football game. And then when basketball season ends, I'm kind of on this waiting pattern, waiting for football to start again, which starts, of course, on Friday. I'll be in Atlanta for that. And getting this professional soccer team, Louisville City FC, going during that time, it was just a dream come true. I have virtually 12 months a year of sport.
Well, your wife, I know, loves that, right?
Yeah, sure. but, you know, my son does love going to the football games, to the soccer games. If ever I go without him, it's always a big discussion. I want to go, Daddy.
Is there a lot of terminology that you have to translate that it's different, like in England? You just said football and soccer, you know. So.
I have to correct myself. I've been in the States now for 15, 16 years. Funny story for my son, he was about 2 or 3 years old. I remember he was in the back of my car, and just completely out of the blue, he goes, "Daddy, you talk funny."
Well, I've been saying that for years.
But no, there's the usual, you know, tomatoes and aluminium. Aluminium is the one that I'll stick with. It's an element. I have a chemistry background. But no, it's butter with some T's, no D's. I've been here long enough that, you know, I'll generally correct myself to an Americanism.
All right. Well, very good. Well, this is a lot of fun being out here on the water with you, Jason. I think I'm going to try to spend more time out here with you.
You're very welcome.
It's all good with the great weather, and we'll see what happens. But your business, Mr. and Ms. Smith PR. .com. Encourage everybody, if you need some help with the internet,
absolutely,
direct them your way.
If you need a website, need some digital marketing, need some social media help, come and visit me, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, PR.com.
All right. Thanks again. All right, so that was great being out there in great weather. It got a little hot out there on the boat, but enjoyed hanging out with Jason Smith in his boat office on the river. So this is the part of the show for regular listeners. I talk about some of the things going on in the city, some of the things going on with some of the most interesting people in the Ville who have been a part of this show in the past, and we talk about some news that's going on and stuff that you might hear or read about on LouisvilleKY.com. So some of you may have missed last week. It came after we did the show, but University of Louisville announced that my good buddy Mark Hebert had gotten this new job over there. He's gotten a pay raise and is no longer the official spokesman for President Ramsey, but is a new job as director of programming and some sort of really nice title over there. So good for Mark. On the other end of the spectrum, our good friend Will Russell has had a trying summer. I tell you, Will is the was on this show talking about Funtown Mountain. It used to be Guntown Mountain. Now it's Funtown Mountain down there in Cave City, and he has run afoul of the police down there. Now, what I read on Facebook from Will's post, it seems like he is being picked on very much so, because he claims that he had an open Mike's Hard Lemonade in his car, and the police searched him, arrested him for having an open bottle of alcohol in the car, and searched his car and found a very small amount of marijuana in there, and arrested him again. I just feel for Will. I don't know how that project's gonna make it down there. So we'll have to see. We'll just have to see how that goes. For Will, all the best. I'm pulling for him. All the best to him. Now, I will mention, last week, it was my birthday on Friday, and Paula took me out to see one of Rusty Satellite's favorite guests, Anoush Chariot, at his restaurant, Anoush's Bistro, and just had a fabulous meal. I had some sort of a seafood dish. It was, the service is just impeccable out there. If you're looking for a really nice place to go, it's right inside the Watterson on Brownsboro Road, and Anoush will take care of you. I'll tell you that. It was really nice. He's always there, so you can see one of the best chefs in the city, and that is Anoush Chariot. So that was fun for my birthday. Also, I had some other good news. You ever hit a pothole in this town? I had this story. I was driving on Watterson Trail. I hit a pothole and ruined a tire. And to make a long story short, a lot of people don't know this. Paula didn't know this, but you, if your car is damaged by a defect in the road, you can file a claim with local government and send them the bill for the car repair. And I just got the check today. It happened a couple of months ago. And so there's a little piece of information you can know if that happens to you. You can get some money for it. So good. That came in handy and will be good for to use on my trip this weekend. I'm going down. I don't know if I mentioned earlier, but going to the WKU Vandy game where WKU is favored down there in Nashville. On the way on Thursday, I'm going to stop and play golf at Kenny Perry's Country Creek Golf Club, and it's down there in Franklin, Kentucky. And Kenny Perry, as you know, is a legend on the PGA Tour. He's from Kentucky. He actually is my age. We're 2 weeks apart in age and went to Western at the same time. So hoping to run into Kenny down there. Maybe, find out if he's going to the ball game. I would think he might, but we'll see. We're all excited about Western season starting. U of L season is starting, and there's a lot going on with that. And I must mention, the big news of the week was the stadium expansion. And the plans were announced by Tom Jurich, the athletic director, on, I guess it was early this week, and it's going to be impressive. They're going to add about 10,000 seats, I think, and a bunch of perks and close in that north end of the stadium. They're going to have to, I saw where they did a whole story about how they're going to have to move the Johnny Unitas statue. They're going to close in that end of the station. There's going to be some stadium. There's going to be some field level seats, boxes, luxury boxes down there. So I guess they're just pushing the envelope to see how much money they can bring in at football games. So here's the big news about Tom Jurich. He is going to be on this show next week if all goes well. I'm going to go and interview him on Tuesday. And he will also, you might want to mark your calendar, he will also be our guest on the next Breakfast of Champions. That's the every other month breakfast that I host along with some other great Louisvillians, Dick Wilson, Katie Gaughan, and Ken Grossman. We host this event at the University Club. You can go on Facebook and just search for Breakfast of Champions Louisville. You'll see some information about the event. And we're going to use Mr. Jurich's appearance on the Rusty Satellite Show to help promote that breakfast. Hope to have a big crowd out there on a Tuesday. For the first time we've ever had the breakfast on a Tuesday. Tuesday, September 22nd at 7:30 a.m. So tune in for that with Tom Jurich. That's going to be good. And I tell you, that's about it. I almost want to talk about this whole Kim Davis thing in Moorhead, but I'm really kind of tired of talking about it. Basically, it's come down to she keeps defying judges' orders to issue marriage licenses to gay couples, and despite all the rulings in all the courts, and there's a lot of sad taking going on in terms of whether she should be allowed to do this and all that. So anyway, I'm just tired of talking about it. Chris Hartman, who was on the show, has been in the news a lot in regarding this story, and I just hope it works out that she either quits her job or figures out that you can't refuse to do a part of your job and keep your job. Certainly, that's something that a lot of us are aware of. So let's get on to my interview with John Belsky, and he is the friendliest, most fun guy you've ever been around. He loves talking with people and going out in the public, and he has got a great life right now. He retired, if you remember, he retired from television news back in 2010, and as he explains in the interview, he had some some health issues, and you know, John's a young man. He doesn't seem ready to retire. So now he's got this great job at WLKY. He only works weekends and occasional fill-ins, and it's a good gig for him. He does a lot of he does running and he walks and rides his bike and does a lot of fun activities over in Indiana. So it seems like John's got a good life. He's very happy, and it was great for me to go over to WLKY, walk around the studio a little bit, saw Jay Cardosi in there, and a few other familiar faces. I did not see one of the first guests this show had was WLKY general manager Glenn Haygood. I hope to catch up with him soon and talk to him. But I think you'll really enjoy my conversation with John Belsky. He's a real weather geek and just a really nice guy. So after the break here, you'll hear my interview with John Belsky.
No matter how young and healthy you are, life can be full of unpleasant surprises. And without health insurance, even a short hospital stay could set you back thousands of dollars. If you qualify for expanded Medicaid, you can get coverage through Passport Health Plan. Find out if you qualify. Call 855-459-6328 or go online at kynect.ky.gov. Choose Passport, the plan that takes the time to care.
And today I'm at the studios at WLKY with a longtime legend in Louisville, the legend of weather, John Belsky.
Man, you're putting the pressure on me already here. Man, first sentence.
Well, legend, sorry, you got to live up to that.
Legend usually means is you're an old man, you've been there a long time, huh?
Exactly. Exactly, but you have 30 years calling the weather here in Louisville, and you're now at WLKY. People see you on weekends primarily, right?
Yeah, I'm right. My current shift is I do Saturdays, which is great because it's a quiet day. We're going into college football season now, so I don't even have an early news. I just have a late news, so that's kind of nice. But and then fill in during the week. So if they need some help during the week, sometimes I'll fill in for Jay. Sometimes they'll say, "Hey, we're doing a live shot somewhere. Can you go over and do that?" Or you know, weather coverage, storm coverage, or whatever. I'm got a pretty open schedule there. I'm glad to help out.
It seems like weather guys and women are very popular in their communities, right? I mean, you're beloved here in town.
Well, I think I think in a lot of cities you'll find that, you know, weather is a little more informal than, of course, obviously news. Most of the stuff they're telling you about is pretty depressing. but also a lot of weather people, I mean, we get really involved in the community too. Mm-hmm. I know at my peak, I think I hit like 250 public appearances a year. So it was like one year I had like 10 two-day weekends, and the other 41, you know, I was doing something. But I wouldn't do it if I didn't enjoy it. But whether it's speaking to a senior citizens group or going to a visit a school or whatever, it was always fun. I liked it.
Well, it is great. And I want to talk about, back in my blogging days, I was a little critical of a lot of weathercasts because, I always felt like...
You're kidding. Were you?
You couldn't believe it. I always felt like it was given too much importance.
This interview is now over.
But would you say that it's become a bigger part of newscast than it used to be, or is it just me?
The research, and again, I hate to quote research. It seems like the research has always been there, where weather's been a high interest. But I guess part of it is with the technology, the fact you're able to show so much more, and with the social media, they want to get the word out there. But I noticed that probably in the last 5 years that I was full time. Right. So starting about 2005, I noticed that it got pretty bad on this. You go into work in the afternoon, and it's the weather. Oh, we got a chance of flurries. Oh, okay. Well, then you hear the news anchor read, half out of breath, "There's snow in the forecast. John's got details next." And it's like, oh, that's flurries.
It becomes the lead story.
And I'm not trying to blame the news department because, weather sometimes, we kind of would blow things up out of it. I mean, I don't think it was real intentional. Part of my problem is, I get excited about the weather. I'm a weather freak, and so if there's a chance for snow, man, I'm like pumped. Now I'm not rooting. I'm not as much on severe weather because tornadoes I'm not a big fan of. But if it's a big storm, it's a challenge. And I know on my part, if there was anything where they say, "Hey, you blew it out of proportion," I mean, it was unintentional. It wasn't like, "Hey, I've got to just blow this up big to get people to tune in or something."
I don't think anyone's like that. That may have been the crux of my criticism of things back then, but you know, we'll let that.
And I'm sure that's happened too. And, yeah. You know, and me too. I mean, I'm sure I've done it. So.
It's a ratings-based game still, I guess. But you really, I mean, you're really into the weather. I mean, I was taking a look at your blog before I came over here, and you're watching weather all over the country and writing about it on WLKY's blog, right?
Well, yeah, I started the blog over at Wave, and it became pretty popular. And then when I was off for a few years, and when I came back to WLKY here, when I first met with Andre, the news director, and Glenn, the general manager, you know, the first thing we sat down, they said, before they even talked about, you know, what to do on the air or anything like that, they said, are you interested in bringing your blog back? And I said, whoa, because I wasn't expecting it at all, and I love that because, I always followed the weather anyway, and I just like to write about all sorts of obscure things because you don't always have the time to talk about that on the air, and I'm only on one day a week anyway, so there's things that I feel like, hey, I'd like people to know about that.
Yeah, and you know, you compiled all this stuff, and you had this book a few years back that I saw 1,300.
Well, we did a second edition and went up to 1,600. 1,600 wow. Weather folklore sayings, and the book was called Backyard Weather Folklore.
Wow.
And there has been no book with this many weather sayings written in it in the U.S. in like over 150 years.
Okay, well, I'm going to test you this time of year, Labor Day weekend. What's an appropriate piece of folklore?
Well, I guess going back through August, the number of fogs is pretty famous, and it's a fun thing. This one has no scientific fact at all, but the more fog you have in August, the snowier the following winter is supposed to be.
Wow.
So like our last two winters, we had unusually foggy August.
Really?
And we had unusually snowy winters. And then you go back to the, you know, the winters before that where we didn't have much snow. We had, in those years, we had about 6 or 7 days with fog in August. So this August, we only had like 7 days. We had about 10 or 12, which would be about a normal amount of snow for winter, which would be like 12, 13, 14 inches. So so you're hearing it here first. The fogs are saying it's going to be a normal winter. But I'm really excited because the Old Farmer's Almanac, and if you get on their website, they're going to say, we were 96% accurate last year. And you're going to say, yeah, right. And they were because they got the whole country right on the winter forecast last year except for Florida. They missed central and southern Florida, and they got the rest of the forecast. It was amazing. And they're saying this is going to be, you want their exact words, what they're calling for us, they're calling for super cold and a slew of snow.
That goes against the fog thing.
Yeah, I know. So already it's kind of like the Republican debate, man. We're all getting into it here now.
We've all got our reasons for our positions, but some of them don't make any sense.
Yeah.
Not based in fact. Your history, you were away for a long time, mm-hmm. and I don't even know. Before that,
I grew up in St. Louis.
Okay.
Went out to Mizzou, college out in Missouri, and started full-time as soon as I graduated, working in Columbia, Missouri. And then I got a part-time in St. Louis at KSDK, and then came here. Took over for Angie Umphrey. Remember when Angie used to do weather? Yeah. I mean, she was like one of the most popular. It was kind of a tough act to follow.
Yeah.
And I was green. I was like, 22, 23 years old. I was horrible. It's like they got, I look back, it's like, why did they hire me? And the guy who was news director back then was Brian Norcross. I don't know if that name rings a bell or not, but he still does some hurricane reporting for the Weather Channel. But he was the weather anchor in Miami when Hurricane Andrew hit in 1992, credited for saving thousands of lives. He was on all night on the TV and radio and took phone calls and answered everyone's questions. But Brian was news director here for about my first 3 months, and he decided he wanted to do weather, so he quit and went back to school.
Wow.
That's kind of an odd story to tell
really
there,
is.
But
there's all these personalities
But I did work here for 8 years, and then I went to Wave for I think a little over 20, and then
and retired. And you look like a young man. You retired in 2010,
right?
And how'd you come back?
Well, I had some health issues. I don't want to go into too many details on it. Back was one, but I had some others that were a little more serious. But I got through them, and I actually worked a little part-time at Wave for a while. Went back blogging and doing some, fill-in weather. But they had, Wave, they did a great job. They had six people there. You know, they didn't need me. It was like, so I just quit again, saying that's fine. You know, and really, I thought that was it. Out of the blue, Andrea here from WOKY called me one day and said, "Hey, how would you like to do some fill in for Jay?" And it sounded intriguing, so yeah. I said, "Well, let's meet." And here I am. So still doing.
Well,
it,
I
so.
Mean, a reputation like yours, you can't. I mean, it certainly seems to beat getting somebody green like you were talking about. And I
give her credit because you know you could go out and get somebody from green like I was when I first started here, and that's fine too. But she says, "No, John, I liked your work and would like you to be part of this team." So I said, "Well, let's do it." So I'm in it, but I'm in it to win it, but I'm not a 40-hour week in it there.
Yeah,
so,
no, that must be great. Yeah. How do you? What kind of other things do you do?
Well, I can't run anymore. I used to be like a crazy runner. Mm-hmm. I used to run like nuts. In fact, back in my running days, I lost like 50 pounds, and wow. I needed to lose about 10. So I looked wasted away on the air. Well, someone started this rumor around town that I was like dying. Uh-huh. So the phone rings one day. And my wife says, "It's Tom Dorsey." Well, Tom, for those listening to this, don't remember, Tom was the TV critic for the Courier Journal. Right. And so I answered the phone. I didn't let him say anything. I just answered the phone. "Hey, Tom, I know what you're calling about. No, I'm not dying." And he laughed. He said, "How'd you know what I was going to say?" He said, So anyway, I got off the beaten track there. But I do hike and bike every day. I try to. Wow. And I have time for a lot of volunteer work, and which I enjoy doing. And,
it sounds like a lot of fun. And am I confusing you? Is there a connection to Indiana or – You live?
No, I live in Indiana.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. Okay. Well, sounds like a great great thing. You get to do your profession that you love, and then you get to
and I tell you what, and the greatest thing that's come up in the last few years is this traffic app on the phone, because anybody, well, even if you're trying to get from the East End to downtown, you know what it's how bad it is on 71 and 64. Well, Indiana, you know, trying to get across the bridge. Either one is crazy. You know, before I came over here today, it's like, do I go 64 or 70? You know, 64 or 65, and so that's been amazing. So
you got,
and that's all part of this media thing too. I mean, it's all. You know, in the old days, it was like you came in and did your weather. You could prepare a show in 10 minutes. And now you have multiple news shows. You got the radio. You have, the computer stuff, blogging. You have Twitter. You've got Facebook.
So even part time, there's a lot to do. Plus, you've added the blog. You've got the blog. So
So it's WOKY.com. You'll see it on the front there, Belsky's blog. Check it out. It's a lot of fun.
All right. Well, that sounds great. I got to wrap it up here, John, but appreciate you taking a few minutes and talking with me on the Rusty Satellite Show.
All right. Thank you.
All right, then. That'll do it for the Rusty Satellite Show this week. My thanks to Jason Smith, who took me out on his boat to do an interview, and to John Belsky, who taught me even more about weather. And John remembered a lot about my career as a blogger, because he does a regular blog himself on WLKY. And, of course, I used to write about a lot of media people, and people used to sort of really pay attention to that. We might get back to that. You never know. I've got some free time in my near future. I'm very excited about what's going to happen in the upcoming weeks and months with me and the Rusty Satellite Show and Louisville KY. I've been doing a lot of work on that stuff, and it's all moving in the right direction. Let's put it that way. I want to thank my sponsors, which are Passport Health Plans and Snelling Staffing, for being a part of the show and helping make this possible. If you would like to get information on being a sponsor of the show, there's a lot of people that listen to the show and give you all kinds of statistics, great deals on how to promote your business through the Rusty Satellite Show. Just give me a call. I've got a new phone number. You can find it on my Facebook page or anywhere else, but the number, I'm still trying to remember it. It's 439-6391. 439-6391 to get a hold of me, Rick Redding, your host on the Rusty Satellite Show, interviewing the most interesting people in the Ville. Remember, next week we've got Tom Jurich and a player to be named later. It's going to be a lot of fun, and we'll be back after the first week first weekend of football games. Get plenty to talk about there. So anyway, this is Rick Redding signing off for the Rusty Satellite Show.
Thanks for listening to the Rusty Satellite Podcast with your host, Rick Redding. Next week, Rick will be right back here on Louisville.am with another stellar lineup of great guests. You can let Rick know what you think by sending an email to rick@louisvilleky.com. He's on Twitter, too, at Ricky Redding. For more information about the show, including photos of Rusty Satellite Show guests, go to LouisvilleKY.com, the pulse of the city.